بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له ولي مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. بسم الله. Today, as we all aware, the streets are empty. It's the New Year's Day, and many people are following. Obviously, in Islam, we say we follow the lunar months and the Islamic calendar, but also the days of Allah are all the same. And the sun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the months in the Quran, so that you know the days and the months, so that you can calculate. So the sun month is also, the moon month and the sun month, they're all for calculation. And they're all the days of Allah. But obviously in the country we're living in, there's more significance and there's a national holiday. And many people are saying we want to come up with New Year's resolutions. We want to stop eating so much, exercise more, change our career, do all these different things, whatever it may be. But one of the main things that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was always concerned with people whenever they came to him was their hal, their state of being. And today I want to talk about kayfa halak. Kayfa halak. Now, if anyone learns Arabic, to say how are you, kayfa halak. How are you? In English we say how are you as in you as a person. It's more direct, it's more distinctive. In Arabic it's about your state. Kayfa halak, how are you? What is your state? People are in different states. One of the scholars said, Al-Munafiq, the hypocrite, stays on the same state for 40 years. But a mu'min changes his state 40 times a day. His or her state, 40 times a day. So what is it about the states that we need to change all the time? Because we're always doing something called muraqabah, muhasabah. We're following, what have I done today? What am I doing? Is it good? Is it bad? We're always thinking about these things. Every action we do. And that's why we have the 5 prayers a day. Spread around so that we can think and always go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today I just want to briefly talk about kayfa halak. And just take a few examples. Now, whenever we say our state of being. Now the word Islam is a state. So when you say, and some people, everything they put an Islamic stamp on it, Islamic this, Islamic bank, Islam is a state of being. If you're in a state of Islam, you're in a state of submission. But if you have an Islamic bank, the bank isn't in a state of submission, it's a bank, or an Islamic school, or an Islamic this. Yes, we follow, that's why if you look at all of the traditional schools, they used to call them Azhar, Khairawiyin, they didn't call them Islamic this, Islamic that, because they knew Islam is what the result is to produce a people in the state of Islam. And many people think that changing the leader, or changing the school, or changing the thing, that will change the future. Now of course teaching is important, but one example is the Great Wall of China. They built it, and if anyone has been there, I haven't, but you can see it's an amazing work of art that they were able to build such a large wall to protect themselves against the enemy. But what happened is, after they built it, they were defeated more afterwards. And the reason is, building bricks doesn't build a civilization. Building people does. The reason why they were defeated is people used to go and pay the guards on the towers and bribe them. So they didn't build people, they thought that walls will do it. Machinery and armies will build the future. Where you need to build a people. If those people were honorable people and dignified, and they wouldn't accept a bribe. Unfortunately, the Muslim world today, anything can be done with money. The highest, I mean, it's ridiculous. You can do anything, literally. If you've got the money, you can do it. Don't worry, you can buy yourself into universities, buy yourself into jobs. It's all about status and money. Building a civilization is about building ahwal, building the hal of the people. And it comes in every single aspect of life. كيف حالك مع زوجتك? How is your hal with your wife? How is your hal with your children? How is your hal with yourself, most first and foremost? Look in the mirror and say to yourself, who am I? Have I gone through this life being the same person, letting circumstances dictate who I'm going to be? Or have I said to myself, no, this is wrong, I need to change. Or no, this is good. Because on the flip side, we don't want to become self-loathing. We're constantly criticizing ourselves and becoming down. I've seen this. I've seen a lot of people become Muslim. They're successful when they're non-Muslim. They're good, outgoing, they're doing things. As soon as they become Muslim, they become very self-loathing. It's like the burdens of sin upon them. Now, we're all sinners. كل ابن ادم خطاء. Every son of Adam he makes mistakes. وخير الخطئين التوابون. The best ones who make mistakes are the ones who repent. Always go back to Allah. Tawbah, tawbah. All day, every day. Prophet Muhammad said, I ask Allah for forgiveness and do tawbah to Him 70 times a day. And 100 times in another way. So always coming back to Allah. That's the hal we should be in. Now again, don't be self-loathing. A lot of people, you find if they pray Fajr and they do a few good things, they're very happy. Oh, I've done this. I'm a good person. I've read Quran. I've done my khatmah today. In Ramadan, oh, I've done 5 khatmas. I've done 10 khatmas, and they're competing, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. As soon as they fall, they've done a sin. They become, oh my God, I'm bad. I'm terrible. What have I done? Again, the concept is good, but the result isn't. Because are you worshipping the actions or are you worshipping Allah? Allah is absolute. Allah will never change. Your actions won't change Allah. Like the hadith of Muhammad ﷺ said, if all of the universe and everyone, from the beginning to the end, from the jinn to the ins, everyone were to come together to worship Allah, they wouldn't increase Allah in anything. And if they were to do the same and come together and disobey Allah, it wouldn't decrease Allah in anything. Allah is absolute. You're worshipping the one, the unique. So your actions are not even a drop in the ocean in comparison to the bigger picture. So don't blame yourself so much if you've done a sin. Just get up and carry on. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Sometimes you can be, one of the scholars said, I fought against myself for 50 years to overcome myself. And he might be talking about things which we think is insignificant. Because when the higher you get, the more the little things make a difference. Every single thing you take yourself to account on. Whereas the lower you are, we don't really know. And sometimes it's better to be in a state of ignorance because you don't know. But when you know, that's when it becomes bad. Not to say that we stay in ignorance. Because the only thing Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was ordered to do or was told to do in the Quran, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Now in Surah Al-Baqarah, Sayyidina Ibrahim ﷺ, he says in a dua to Allah, اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Oh Allah, send to them, to the Arabs where he was, a people from them, from within them, يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَتِكَ, that he will relate the verses of Allah to them, وَيُعَلَّمُهُمَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and he will teach them the book and the wisdom, and how to apply the book, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, he left his zakim till the end. 3 pages later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects Ibrahim. Now just on a side note, we never attribute to the Prophet's mistakes. We don't say, oh, he made a mistake. It's disrespectful to say that. Prophets are ma'asumun, they don't do mistakes. But what they do, and the scholars answer these things very carefully, they preferred something over something else, out of respect. Like Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, when he went to speak to one of the leaders, thinking that would spread Islam better. That was a good thing. He wasn't going to forget the blind man, Abasa wa tawalla, we know the story. But he was saying he should have done that over that. Allah is just correcting the priority. They're both good things. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said to Allah, send to them a prophet, he will relate the verses, teach them the book and the wisdom, and then purify them. Allah 3 pages later says, and then he will send to them a prophet minhum, yatlu alayhim ayatina, wayuzakkihim, wayuallimhum kitab al-hikmah. Yuzakkihim first. Because there's no point of having all of this knowledge of ayat and ahkam if you don't have tazkiyah, purification. Purification is before learning. The first thing the teachers will always do if you go to them is teach you how to humble yourself. Sometimes it's a little harsh, they do things. There was a story of a man who went to a scholar and he said, I want to learn. So the scholar took him to the river, he said, look in the river. So the scholar pulled his head under the water in the river for ages, and the man was going crazy, what are you doing? You're not a scholar, you're trying to kill me. So he said, what did you want from that? What was the main thing you needed when you were underwater? He said, air, of course. He said, well, if your desire for knowledge is not the same as your desire for air when you were there, then I don't want to teach you. So he teaches by practice, humbles you. And that's why we're, in our traditions and all Muslim cultures, we have this respect for elders. We don't call elders, even if they're a little bit older, like in Egypt, anyone who's say 15, 20 years older, uncle. You can't call somebody by John Simon. That's the culture. This culture is different. They don't want you to call. They want you to be confident here. They want you to say, you're my equal. It doesn't matter. Go according with the culture. But generally there is a sense of respect for elders and humbling yourself. So going back to the state again, kayfa halak, how is your state of being? Are you a state in this constant conflict with yourself? Are you conning yourself? Because there's another side of your state. Some people, in psychology, they call it cognitive dissonance. People try to convince themselves that the state they're in is okay. Say for an example, somebody buys a car. It's not the best make, but they convince themselves it's an amazing car. Oh yeah, yeah, it's the best. Oh no, but Mercedes is better. No. Nissan's the best. And they'll go, or whatever, it doesn't matter the make, but they'll convince themselves that something worse is better. They did something, they got a B in their grades in school. Yeah, B is the best I could have got. No, you could have got an A, but no, they convince themselves that B is good. So people are in this constant state of self-delusion, and they're always conflict with themselves. And we need to be in that state of well-being. Now, Amr ibn Yasir, just one example from the seerah. And read through the seerah, you'll see these things. Amr ibn Yasir was one of the first, Ali Yasir, the family of Yasir, were the first people to become a Muslim as a family. And Yasir, we know the story, he was tortured and his family were tortured, his mother was killed. And it's a tragic story. And they said to Amr, say that Prophet Muhammad, they swear about the Prophet, I mean we didn't have the exact words, but say bad things about Prophet Muhammad, go against your religion. And he said it, and he felt terrible. So he went to Prophet Muhammad and he said to him, O Ya Rasulullah, لَقَدْ كُلْتَ كَلَمَةَ الْكُفْرِ, I said bad things about you, I said this, I said that. The first thing Muhammad, he didn't say, Astaghfirullah, how can you say that? He said, كَيْفَ تَجُدْ قَلْبَكَ, how is your heart? He said, مُطْمَئِنٌ بِالْإِمَانِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, I'm full of faith. He said, if they do it again, then say it again. Because he knew that he was a weak man. He can't handle that. Umar ibn Khattab was different. He would have gone and fought all of them. Umar ibn Yasir was weak. He said, if they do that to you, say it again. As long as your heart is clean. Of course, that's the weakest of faith. مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَرُغَيَّرُ بِيَدِهِ, whoever sees something wrong, Prophet Muhammad said, whoever sees something wrong, they should change it with their hand. If they're not able to, then with their tongue. If they're not able to, at least have this, you know, you're not displeased with it in your heart. وَذَلِكَ أَضَعْفُ الْإِيمَانِ, this is the weakest of faith. But we're in a time now where ignorance is widespread. People are fed information which is lies. The media has taken a monopoly on people's understanding. Some people's frames of reference are the newspaper. And we have to understand newspapers are corporations. They have interests. They want to sell certain things. They want to gain certain respect. They want to... So don't frame your reference on what's being fed to you. And sometimes it's really hard to, because we have these preconceived things in our head and our concepts that are really hard to go against. Culture takes an influence. And that's why one of the great Hanafi scholars, he said, in times of ignorance, there should be no punishment against people, as capital punishment or any form of punishment. Because the problem is people are misfed information. We're in a time where capitalism is widespread. I mean, I was just reading this morning that the amount they're saying people are throwing away brand new gifts they were given because they don't have space for them. And that's a sign of Prophet Muhammad. He said that there will come a time where people have so much money they'll say, that who do I give this to? But on the flip side, we've got people who are living on a dollar a day. So we're living in worlds of extremes. But the main state, the thing you have to ask yourself is, كيف حالك? How am I? What is my state at the moment? Because some people are never happy. And that's one of the worst states to be in. Adam rida, not having rida in the heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He will give people who believe jannatan. The scholars say the jannah fil ard is of rida. To have content, be content. And if you think about this, a lot of the time we reminisce on our youth and we say, oh, do you remember this? And if you smell a certain smell, we've all done this. You smell something and it reminds you of when you were younger. Or you hear a song, or you hear or see a film, or you see something that reminds you of when you were younger. The difference isn't that you're better or worse, it's that your hal was different then. If you think about it, like I recently went to Egypt. And I said, and I was saying, what's the biggest thing that's changed? Have the streets changed? So you could say so. Have things changed? A lot of things have changed, but what's the biggest thing that has changed is not the surroundings, it's me. My awareness of things have changed. When I was young, my father used to deal with all the mess. Now I'm dealing with it. It's different. My state of awareness has changed. So when you're young, you're innocent. Everything's bigger. You notice if you go back to somewhere, it used to be bigger here. No, you were younger. Things were different. You didn't have those worries on your head. And always be careful what you ask for as well. That comes to your heart as well. One of the Sahaba came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ never liked to push people away. He always gave them what they wanted. But he was a very, very poor man. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, please, ask Allah to give me wealth. Prophet ﷺ said, no. Because he knows it's not good for him at the time. And that's why you should be careful what you wish for. We say that in English, be careful what you wish for. Because you could wish for something and it could be the means of your destruction. Ask Allah for well-being. Ask Allah for goodness. Ask Allah for khair. So he went to Prophet ﷺ and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah to give me wealth. He said, no. And he kept coming back. Prophet ﷺ didn't like to push people away. He said, okay. He asked Allah, may Allah open the abwab of rizq. So they opened. In the beginning, he used to pray on the first saf of the prayer every day. All five prayers. And then he started to go back and back and back until he was in the last saf. And then he didn't even come sometimes. Because of all this wealth and he was busy. I'm busy, I'm running my camels, I'm running my companies, I'm running my business. It changed his heart. He couldn't handle the wealth. It became too much for him. Some people are the wealthiest you can find in material. But money doesn't mean anything to them. Other people are poor, but money means everything. Eating away at their heart. Because all they can do is envy others. Why does he have that and I don't? Why do they live there and I don't? Allah has distributed his wealth amongst people as he pleases. And you can see this again and again and again. I've seen people with master degrees in mathematics, in complex mathematics, and they can't get jobs. And other people who have not even finished their secondary school, and they're millionaires. How is that so? SubhanAllah, Allah is the one who does that. Don't question Allah's, just question how am I with Allah. Don't question what is Allah doing with the people. What is happening in Israel now? What is happening in Syria now? What is happening in Palestine? What is happening here? What is happening there? Allah is in control of the things. All of these things are in Allah's control. Allah could change it overnight. And it's not even overnight, in a blink of an eye. How are you? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Allah wants to, يُغَيِّرْ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. يُغَيِّرْ is to go from good to bad, not from bad to good. He said that they have to change what's in themselves. If they go from good people to bad people, Allah will change it. So we need to ask ourselves, كَيْفَ حَالَكْ? Don't look out there. Don't look at all the millions of people around us. Our family, everyone has problems. Families and relatives and marriages and kids and people are growing up and there's fitna, all these things. In the end, كَيْفَ حَالَكْ? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a state, a hal of well-being, a hal of afiyah, a hal of taqwa, a hal of iman. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفروه. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. This new year is coming, 2016. Who knows how many more we have to live? One of those things, I know someone recently, very young, diagnosed with liver failure, and subhanAllah, just died. He's in his 20s, 30s. This happen. You never know. The main thing you want is to ask Allah is a state of well-being. One of the Sahaba was on his deathbed, and Prophet Muhammad came to visit him. And he said, what have you done? Why are you in this state? And he was saying, Ya Rasulullah, I'm asking Allah to purify me. Prophet Muhammad said, don't ask Allah to purify you. Ask Allah for afiyah. Ask Allah for well-being. Because sometimes if you ask Allah to purify you quickly, He will give you diseases and things to purify you. Because that's sometimes a way. And the Prophet ﷺ said, every injury you have, if you break a finger or you, even a thorn, you know, when you just have a little paper cut, that removes your sins. So sometimes if you ask Allah to forgive me now, clean my slate clean. He might do that through illness or problems. So you don't ask Allah for afiyah. Allahumma afina fi abdanina wa sa'asma'ina wa absarina. Give up well-being. We want to be healthy. So, just on the story of Umar ibn Yasir, he said, كيف تجد قلبك? How do you find your heart? Always, you find that if you read the seerah, when people used to go to Prophet ﷺ was in a state of calmness. They were in a state of craziness sometimes. He was always calm. Ghadab is one of the bad states to be in. People sometimes, a flick of a switch, they go crazy. You say a wrong word, what? You said it? Always ask questions. Never let people push your buttons. We say that, oh, I pushed his buttons. You see it within kids. Kid will just take it, he'll intentionally try to annoy his little brother or sister. He'll take a toy off him. Oh, and the kid goes crazy. But when we grow up, they have the same attitude as bad. Oh, he stole off me. Okay, yeah, he's acting like a child. Don't let him steal off you again, but don't go crazy about it. Learn the lesson. Learn how to look after yourself in the world. But don't let people push your buttons and change your hal. Some people pray as well in the hal of, it's just continuity. They're just doing it like a robot. They don't go into the hal. And how do you get out of the hal? I mean, what are the steps? I mean, these things you could talk about a lot. One of the main ways is dhikr. Somebody said to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, all of these ahkam and all of these ayat of Quran and all of these things is just too much for me. I'm a simple person, I can't take it. Tell me one thing I can do, atashabbatu bihi, that I can hold on to, that will help me. He said, لا يزال لسانك رطبا بذكر الله. Make your tongue continuously moist with the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. These things, repetition changes. And dhikr is good, whether you need it or you don't. Some people don't need it. Some people, alhamdulillah, can be pure. Alhamdulillah. And Sayyidina Ali was, radiallahu anhu, he was a very intelligent person. And he used to know that his type of person, he wanted to be comfortable, to have rida. So somebody said to him, because they used to have, like we do today, we can buy water in fridges and put it nice and cold. They used to store it underground and they used to buy it. It was a bit colder and it used to cool overnight. And other people would drink the hot water thinking this is a sign of zuhd, that a sign of being close to Allah, that I don't need the world. So some people drink hot water, warm water, you know, just lukewarm. He used to drink the cold water. So people said, why do you drink the cold water here, Sayyidina Ali? He said, so that the hamd, so when I say alhamdulillah, yatla min samim al-qalb. So that it comes from my heart. When I say alhamdulillah, I mean alhamdulillah, I'm happy. I say alhamdulillah after I drink alhamdulillah. So make your life comfortable. Enjoy the pleasures of life. There's nothing wrong with it. Having a warm shower. I know people who do wudu with freezing cold water. Why? Alhamdulillah, we've got these nice boilers, that instant hot water. Have a warm wudu. Make it nice. Make yourself feel comfortable. Also, again, on the flip side, Umar ibn Khattab was more like that. He said, تخشنوا, sometimes be tough on yourself. So that, because إِنَّ النَّعْمَةَ لَتَدُومُ. Well, these nice things in life don't last forever. So sometimes go a bit tough. Walk barefoot sometimes. Some people, oh no, the floor's wet. I can't, my socks are wet. That they get so, everything has to be perfect. So have a balance. But the main thing at the end of it is كَيْفَ حَالَكَ. How is your state of being? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good state of well-being. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a state of itmi'nan, and iman, and taqwa, and huda, and afiyah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to what's right and honorable. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide our children and protect them from all of the influences which may be bad on them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us knowledge of what is good for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to steer us away from what is bad for us. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'fu 'anna. اللهم تقبل منا اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافينا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا اللهم فيما أعطيت يا ربي رب اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت الغفور الرحيم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا